Hello and welcome to the I Am Jen Wilson, the Healing Rebel podcast. And I wanted to jump on today. This is just going to be a wee quick podcast, and I'm actually just kneeling on the floor. That's how quick I think today's podcast is going to be. But I wanted to share something. I like to share things as I learn them, especially when they contradict something else that I've been teaching, something else that I've been sharing. Because our bodies, as we know, are wonderful, unique, individual beings, and not one thing works for everybody. And I talk a lot about improving your gut health because obviously I live with Crohn's and endometriosis, and there's a gut health link there for sure. Sorry. But what also can happen for some people, so fermented foods are one of the things that I've been bringing into my diet much more regularly since July 2023. Noticed massive improvements in my gut health. But here is the but. What I have noticed over the last 2 months, particularly from ovulation until my period, so that 2 week window, I have been getting eczema breakouts around my eyes. I'm just going to move closer if you're watching this on video. Sorry if I'm freaking you out. Right, patches under my eyes, really, really red. Now, this is how it's presenting for me. You might get different symptoms. Histamine response is something that has been flagged up to me before when I've been symptomatic with Crohn's flares and with other stuff going on in my body. And there is a link between inflammatory bowel disease and sensitivity to histamine. And what is histamine? Histamine is this hormone chemical that happens in your body that has a purpose, but like anything, if it is too much, it's going to cause problems. Right? We know when we have too much oxygen, we get really lightheaded. If we drink too much water, our blood can get a little bit diluted. If we eat too much food, we get a little bit chunky. It's like anything in too much is not good. When we're in a hormonal cycle, too much estrogen, not enough progesterone to balance each other out, causes problems, sore boobs, the rage, painful periods. Has been linked, excess estrogen in the body has been linked to endometriosis problems. And estrogen increasing and too much histamine coming together are problematic, particularly if you're histamine sensitive. So how do you know if you're histamine sensitive? Do you have eczema? Do you have itchy? Do you have hay fever? Do you have like a runny nose? Are you hypersensitive? Like Chris came and hugged me yesterday and he had aftershave on. It's always cheap, nasty aftershave. Just, I mean, it smells nice, but also it's toxic fragrance. Soon as he came close to me, my head started getting sore and I was like, oh, and it was an instant pain. And then once the smell went away and he went left the room, that calmed right back down. He thinks I make this shit up, but I'm hypersensitive. Like, I'm a very sensitive person. Very sensitive person. So if you've introduced things like fermented food, so a lot of vegetables and fruits can increase histamine response. If you notice that you get sensitivities with certain foods, and I would always recommend that you track, if you still bleed, track your cycle. If you don't still bleed, track it from day one being full moon. And notice what is going on for you. I'm super uncomfortable because I decided to sit on the floor. It's just I brought my chair. Yeah, notice what is going on for you because it might be at certain times of the month things are happening. And I am now highlighted, okay, fermented foods are not going to be ideal for me right at this moment because histamine levels are too high. How can I then start to naturally bring those histamine levels down? Well, obviously, you could just go and get antihistamine tablets, but some antihistamine tablets have been linked to Alzheimer's and dementia. And any pharmaceutical is going to have side effects and a negative effect. How much histamine are the antihistamines actually reducing? Are they completely removing it, your body's ability to produce it? In which case, what are the knock-on effects from that? So we need to think, what is the cost of these things? So I am then, what can I do to naturally reduce histamine in my body? So nettle is excellent. And one of the things, and I remember speaking to the consultant, my integrative care doctor, about this before. If you follow me on social media, from March through to September, October, I harvest loads and loads of nettle and I use it all the time. I make herbal infusions from it. I put it in my teas. I'm constantly taking nettle. As I've come into the winter, fresh nettle is not available. So I haven't been including it. I then have bought some because I had worked out that I would have needed 2.5 kilos of nettle to do me through the winter, which would have meant I would have had to have collected about an extra 10 kilos of wet, like fresh nettle, to be able to dehydrate it, to be able to have 2.5 kilos of dried nettle. And I don't have storage for 10 kilos of nettle, because if you've ever seen how much nettle I bring back, tons and tons, and it takes time to dehydrate it through the dehydrator, hanging it up, blah blah blah. I just don't have the space for it. So I have bought myself nettle to start taking those nettle infusions again. So nettle is excellent for helping reduce your histamine response. Chamomile and lavender are also very good at helping reduce inflammation, because inflammation also can make you more sensitive to histamine. So there's all these nuances, all these caveats, all these, yes, this is really good for you, but you still need to come back and listen to your body. Listen to your body. I'm sure I've said that at some point before. How is your body responding to whatever it is you're introducing? And this is also where it's important to not introduce too many things at one time. So I know that I introduced fermented foods. It helped issues with my bowel, but it has also created this other issue around my eyes. I'm going to then play around with that cyclically. So can I eat fermented foods in the first half? So from when I bleed up until ovulation, and then from ovulation until my next bleed, maybe remove it. That's one option that I'm going to explore. I'm also going to look at what fermented foods produce the least amount of histamine response. So obviously things with cabbage in it are going to be more histamine activating than maybe the yogurts and kefirs, maybe, and kombucha, maybe depending on how it's flavoured. This is my next level of investigation, so I will update you when I have that. But I wanted to jump on today to share this with you right here, right now, because it's something that I'm learning in the moment and going, huh, I'm sharing all these ferments that I'm making and tell people to increase their fermented foods, which in one aspect are making me feel really good, but in another aspect are causing another issue. And I need to be honest with you so that if you experience that you know that you've not done something wrong, that you know that this is your body sending you a message saying, hi, pay attention to me, something's not right. And avoiding just going reaching for the medication. Medication has its uses. I have banged on about this many times before on the podcast. Medication does have its uses for acute issues. So if you all of a sudden start streaming and streaming, and your eyes are streaming and your nose is streaming, then taking an antihistamine just to calm some of that down so that you can exist in life, absolutely. But no, try and work out what is it that's starting to create that histamine activation. What is it that's creating this irritation in your body? So as I go on to this journey, and as I move through this journey and I learn more, I will be sharing more with you. But what I want you to take away from this is always introduce one thing at a time. Track your freaking cycle. Bleed or no bleeds. Track how you are throughout the month. 28 days roughly, unless you know your cycle's longer or less, you know your cycle's shorter if you're having actual bleeds. If not, just track how you are with the moon, because that's always a 28-day cycle. So it just gives you something of, I'll have my D1 at the full moon and then follow that through. I think the full moon's around the 20 something of a month, around that sort of window. Depending on when you're listening to that, you can quickly Google full moon, whatever month it is, whatever year it is, and then get that data. You can track it. And you might, on my Healing Rebel Mastery membership, I give a symptom tracker. On that symptom tracker, dead simple, it was a spreadsheet. I put some borders in, chucked it into a PDF. You download it. I keep mine on my fridge. I have what day of the cycle it is. What date it is first? What day of the cycle? How many times a poo? What is the quality of that poo? Is there any pain? Are there any other symptoms? How is my energy? How is my mood? What am I consuming today? And what activities do I do? So if I go to the gym, or if I go for a big hike, or if there's something that's not normal day-to-day activity, if I have a sauna, pop all that information in there. Other things, if you are having a histamine response, or sometimes I read things and I learn things, and then as I'm talking and I think I'm winding up, and all of a sudden all these weak thoughts pop into my head of, oh, remember to say this, remember to say this. If you are having big histamine responses, those herbs are really beneficial. Nettle, chamomile, lavender. I would have them as infusions, tea infusions. Which means that you can put them into your tea and have it as a brew. That is a very weak form of taking the herbs. Doing an actual herbal infusion, taking 30 grams of dried herb in a glass jar that has an airtight lid, so a mason jar is really good to do. Fill that up with boiled water up to the lid, so use 1 liter jar right up to the very brim. Close it, leave it to sit 4 to 8 hours. Drain off your herbs, drink that liquid over the course of the day, have that every single day. Although I wouldn't do that just for lavender. Chamomile's all right, little bit of tannin-y. Pinch of mint, fresh mint leaf in there, dried mint leaf in there can help take that taste off. Nettle as well. If you're not loving the flavour of it, it's quite a rich flavour. Little pinch of fresh mint into it. Having these on rotation. If you also have, oh, I've gone off on a tangent already. But let me just stick with the histamine response and then I'll circle back to that. So, having them as your herbal infusions, making sure that you're drinking plenty of water and moving your body. Oh my goodness, it feels like I say this all the time. Flushing out your lymphatic system. So, your lymphatic system, your internal drainage system, your internal sewage system. That's going to help if you're getting that working. That's going to help clear that histamine out. Sometimes when you do lymph work, you start to get a bit itchy. That's probably histamine trying to get out. So you just keep going with that lymph work, draining it off, flushing it out. This is all stuff that I teach inside the Healing Rebel Mastery. I would love to have you as part of the membership. I would love to have you as part of the community to learn to heal together, to be able to take control and empower your health. What I was going to say before about the other herbs, I'm not going to do that today because I did promise this was going to be a short podcast. I will come back and talk about the herbal infusions on another podcast at another time, because I'm going to do it actually showing you how to make the herbs and which herbs I use on rotation. All right. Please like this, wherever you're listening, share it. Make sure that you subscribe or follow. That really helps me to be able to help you and others in the world. Yeah, do that. I'm recording this in December, mid-December 2023. So if you're listening to this over the festive period, I hope you're having as calm and peaceful a Christmas as you can, so that you're reducing inflammation, that you are having joy and laughter. And if you are not, please know that I am here. Reach out to me. Look after yourself. Look after the people around about you. And yeah, I'll see you on the next podcast. Have a good one.